This week's parashios by Yaakov and Pekudei discuss how the tzivui of the building of the Mishkan was carried out. But even before the Torah starts to talk about the Mishkan, it first mentions the mitzvah of Shabbos. Sheishes yom te'osam alocha v'yom ha'shvi yiyolochem kodesh Shabbos Shabbosam Hashem. Rashi comments that the Torah mentions Shabbos before the Mishkan to teach us that the building of the Mishkan is not Dorcha Shabbos. But there seems to be more to this connection between Shabbos and the Mishkan. We know that the lamites malachas that are forbidden on Shabbos are derived from the binyan ha-Mishkan. What's more, the Torah explicitly links Shabbos and the Mishkan, Shabbos and the Mikdash, in a pasuk that appears twice, both at the end of Parshas Behar and earlier in Parshas Kedoshim. The pasuk says, "As Shabsosa tishmoru, Mikdashi tiro, ani Hashem." So clearly, Shabbos and the Mishkan, Shabbos and the Mikdash are closely connected. The question is, what's the deeper meaning behind this connection? Rav Shimshon Pinkus explains that both the Mishkan and Shabbos involve being in the presence of the Shechina. Regarding the Mishkan, this idea is clearly expressed in the pasuk in Parashas Truma, "V'asuli mikdash v'shachanti b'solcham." The whole goal of building the Mishkan is to create a makom for the Shechina, so that by coming to the Mikdash we can connect with the Shechina. But this idea applies to Shabbos as well. We find that Shabbos is referred to as a personality. The Gemara in Bava Kama says that different Amoraim would say to their Talmidim, "Bo v'neitze likra Shabbos Malkus." Let's go out and greet the Shabbos Queen. Shabbos is a personality. Who's the Shabbos Malkus? Who is the Shabbos Queen? The answer is it's the Shechina. It's the Shechina that's coming to spend time with us on the day of Shabbos. The fact that on Shabbos we're in the presence of the Shechina could explain a number of different halachas. First of all, someone who's mechal Shabbos is chayav misa. We know when it comes to doing avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, if a zar, if a non-kohen does the avoda, hazar hakarev yumas, is chayav misa. And even if a kohen does the avoda, but he didn't first wash his hands from the kir, he's also chayav misa b'day shemar. Why is that? Because someone who does avoda in an improper way in the Beis HaMikdash disgraces the Shechina that's inherent in the Kedusha of the Mikdash. And similarly, when it comes to Shabbos, if someone's Mechal Shabbos by doing Melach on Shabbos, he's also Chayav Misa, because he's disgracing the Kedusha of the Shechina. He's in the presence of the Shechina on Shabbos, and if he disgraces that Kedusha, then he's Chayav Misa. He's Chayav Skili, he's Chayav Misa's Bezdin for that action. What's more, from the words V'daber Dover in the Pasuk in Sefer Yeshaya, we learn Shelo Yehi Diburcha B'Shabbos K'Diburcha B'Chol, that a person's speech on Shabbos should be different than his speech during the week. A person shouldn't talk about business matters and other weekday concerns on Shabbos. In fact, Tosis in Shabbos and Nav Kuf Yud Gimel quotes the Yerushalmi that Bekoshi Hitiru Shela Shalom B'Shabbos, that Bekoshi with great difficulty Chazal permitted greeting a friend on Shabbos. Greeting a friend, Bekoshi Hitiru, to engage in mundane conversation. It's mutter, but Bekoshi Hitiru, it wasn't so poshut to be matis such dibur. The Rambam writes that one of the reasons that it's also to move muktzah on Shabbos is shelo yehi tiltul b'Shabbos ketiltul b'chol. That a person's behavior, a person's moving of objects during the week and on Shabbos should be different. Just like he shouldn't speak on Shabbos the same way he speaks during the week, so too he shouldn't move the same objects on Shabbos that he would move on a regular weekday. What's the reason for these differences between Shabbos and the rest of the week? The answer is that when a person is in the presence of a king, he acts differently, he speaks differently. Our behavior on Shabbos is supposed to reflect an appreciation that we're in the presence of the king, we're in the presence of the Shechina. Maybe that's why the Torah juxtaposes the Mishkan and Shabbos, to teach us that even if we're not in the Beis HaMikdash, even if we're in Golos and we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we can still encounter and connect to the Shechina by experiencing Shabbos properly. And that really is the purpose of the Mishkan itself. We know the Mefarshim explained, "V'asuli mikdash v'shachanti b'socha," means b'soch kol echad ve'echad, b'socham, b'soch kol echad ve'echad. The goal of the Mishkan is not just to create a makom for the Shechina, but to enable each individual to connect with the Shechina. Shabbos is like a mikdash ma'at. It's a weekly rendezvous with the Shechina. It's an opportunity to experience the Kedusha of the Mikdash by bringing the Shechina into our homes. But there's one big difference between the Mikdash and Shabbos. The Kedusha's Makom of the Mikdash is defined, it's limited to a certain space. it can't be expanded or contracted by the individual. But the Kedushas Hazman of Shabbos can be expanded by the individual. And that's the mitzvah of Tosefer Shabbos. You know, when it comes to Shabbos, there's a mitzvah to be mosif mechol al hakodesh, to add on to Kedusha Shabbos, be bechnisaso, be bitziaso, both at the beginning of Shabbos and at the end of Shabbos. There's a mitzvah, there's an opportunity for every individual to add extra Kedusha to Shabbos. This mitzvah of Tosefer Shabbos highlights a fundamental yisod, that the way that we experience and connect to the Shechina on Shabbos is dependent on how we invest in Shabbos itself. How do we relate to the day? Does our Kabbalah Shabbos reflect an appreciation of the Chashivas of Shabbos? Do we prepare properly? Do we anxiously await the arrival of Shabbos? Or do we just rush into the day with last minute hurried preparations? How do we spend the day of Shabbos itself? Do we dedicate at least part of the day for meaningful spiritual pursuits? Or do we simply look at the day as a time to rest from the pressures of the week? And how do we act at the end of Shabbos? Are we malava the Malka properly? Do we feel sad that Shabbos is leaving? Or perhaps we're only too anxious to get moving with our Motzei Shabbos plans? Shabbos is an opportunity to connect with the Kedusha of the Mikdash, to feel the presence of the Shechina, and to draw on the power of that experience for the rest of the week. But to truly gain the most from Shabbos, we have to first appreciate the special kind of gift that the day of Shabbos really is. Shabbos.